Let's begin. We'll call the meeting to order, the February 28th meeting of the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. Welcome, everybody. And before we go any further, we want to welcome two new commissioners. Travis Beese, who ranches in the west, lives by Fairburn, and Bob Whitmire, who farms in the east and lives by Webster. And we're happy to have you here. Welcome, and I hope you come back tomorrow.
Thank you. Well, the coffee's good.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, welcome. So, let's see here. The conflict of interest disclosure. I will read it. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current or former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, as defined by SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or any other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Anyone have a conflict to raise or discuss? Okay. Seeing none, we will go to approval of the minutes, which will require a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll go to additional commissioner salary days. Does anyone have additional commissioner salary days? All right, none. So before we go, we're being invited to an event tonight, and I know you've got to get going, so there you go.
My name is Bob Barden, and I'm a member of the South Dakota Bull Hunters Incorporated. And tonight is the night that we have our annual hospitality night.
Thank you. Tonight's the night we have our annual hospitality night and wild game dinner. For Game Fish and Parks Commission and staff members. It would be held at the Governor's Inn, which is right across the parking lot. And we've had a little confusion about the time. The time is going to be, we'll have beverages at 5:30 and dinner at 6. We haven't had any elk for some time, but tonight we're going to have two elk dishes with all that goes with it. So please join us for a good time and lots of very good food. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tonight. So we're at number 4 on the agenda, Secretary Hepler.
Thank you. For listeners, Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. There's an agenda item that we had later on in the day, commissioners and people in the audience. We were proposing to expand an area where an auction tag could be taken for bighorns right now from Elk Mountain to include the areas out of the Badlands. This is an idea that came to fruition fairly quickly last week, and for many people who paid attention to social media, you know it's got a lot of traction over the last 3-4 days. Our intent with that proposal, of course, is to benefit the habitat, state of South Dakota, as well as bringing some monies for wild sheep research. The timing is such, since we're only 2 weeks out of that particular auction, it made it really difficult, one, to get the public process that people very passionately talked about, but then two, to make sure that we actually market that tag like we think it deserves. The governor is all in when it comes to hunting and to habitat. That's her passion. She's willing to throw a number, I think, of attractants into this tag. And the purpose of auctioning a tag off is not just to, you know, celebrate the fact you may get a world record ram, but as importantly, to actually showcase what this state's all about and marine habitat. And so it's more than just selling the tag itself. It's bringing all that together. You know, it rapidly came to me this morning that all those things weren't going to align this quickly. So, Mr. Chairman, we're going to ask, you know, that the commission withdraw that action item. But I do have just other couple comments is, you know, we are going to come back and talk about an auction tag again. It's not going to be, we'll go through the normal 30-day process that, you know, most people are used to. We do that. But watching or at least listening to some of those comments and reading them, you know, there's a lot of people have ownership in this tag. The Midwest Foundation, you know, they've had that tag for, I think, 5 years. There's an ownership there that they think this potential this tag is there. Certainly, the work group and one of our commissioners sat on a work group for a number of years, they have a lot of ownership in that tag also. And the bottom line, that tag belongs to the state of South Dakota, and it's our responsibility, my responsibility, working with the commission to do what we think is in the best interest of the state of South Dakota with that tag. And so that's how we're going to be viewing this thing. And I want to be able to market this thing, like I said, to showcase the state as well as bring funds in for habitat. But this wasn't going to work right now this closely. And I know we could probably, and we were talking today at lunch, you know, that potentially we could bring in $500,000. That's not what I was hearing from the board, but I think some other people who are very good in this understand maybe more of that. The other thing is that this idea, to be real clear, this generated from us going to the governor in last week, and so this has nothing to do with the governor coming and saying we order the commission to do this. I don't want this to bleed over in the governor, because the governor ran on, policy transparency and public process and how we're doing things, and this is starting to bleed onto her. That was never our intent. It always surprises me, though, to see how quickly negativity builds up on social media. That's one of the things that happens on social media. And I know that happens. I just hope, though, that the people that were really complaining about this, so when we back off this thing, they'll show that same enthusiasm, that same commitment I heard for habitat, and going back and being a positive side of this and help us make this thing work. That's important. Because if you don't do that, then the next time you come and talk, you're not going to have a lot of respect for me if that's what happens. It's got to be both sides of this. And I understand the passion. We wouldn't be here talking today. There's a room full of people if we didn't have that passion. And I honestly respect that. I spent 40 years of my life working on that. I get that. You know, and we do listen. So it was a good intention. I understand people of that. I'm hoping that people now understand where we came from and what we're trying to do. So, Mr. Chairman, of course, that action item is yours as a commission. You can do what you want to, but I respectfully ask that you do resend that off the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I think we all agree that's the right direction to go, but if we need a motion, I could use a motion and a second, and we'll do it formally.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Phillips.
I move we rescind that item off of the agenda.
There a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sharp. Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There. Come back to that in the future. So before we go to the next item on the agenda, we need to remind everybody, if you want to speak today to the commission, either at the public hearing or the open forum, we need to have you sign up, and Rachel has the sheets, and please do that.